Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with African football.
Yeheus, joining us once again on the Voice of America from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening from Washington, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, the death toll from the Ebola outbreak in Africa continues to rise. What's the latest on Ebola and its impact on the upcoming 2015 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers?
I'm going to look at it country by country, those affected. The first is Nigeria. Congo-Brazzaville, who are due to play in Nigeria, they wanted the match moved, but CAF have said no. There have been deaths in Nigeria, but thankfully very few, Sonny, and they're in the Lagos area mainly. And the match itself is in Calabar, which is hundreds of kilometers to the east of the Nigerian commercial capital. So that one is definitely on. And the other good news for the Super Eagles is that the South African authorities have said it is fine for the Nigerians to come and play in Cape Town. That's on match day two. So Nigeria's matches are definitely fine at this stage, home against Congo and away against South Africa. Guinea, Sonny, they've moved their home match against Togo to Casablanca in Morocco. That will be played this Friday. Now, Togo came out very strongly and said under no circumstance were they going to risk playing in Conakry. And I must say the Guineans moved quickly and professionally. I think they realized it wasn't going to happen in Conakry, and they got in touch with the Moroccan authorities and very quickly rearranged that fixture. But I always feel it's a little bit sad. It is a home match for Guinea. And normally they could look forward to about 30,000 people crammed into their national stadium. And that surely is worth something to the Guineans, but they won't have that advantage, unfortunately, in Casablanca. The other Guinean match against Uganda, there were some worries at the weekend on this one, Sonny. There was a feeling that the Ugandan health authorities were not going to allow the Guineans into the East African country. I was in touch with Kampala, and I have been assured by the Ugandan football authorities that as things stand, that match in Kampala, Uganda against Guinea, will go ahead. The next country, Sonny, is Sierra Leone, and here are the real problems. They've solved one of them, as far as I can understand. The match on September 10, that is a home fixture for Sierra Leone against the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, Sierra Leone officials say they contacted Morocco and Ghana but got no response. And now we've got a very unusual situation where the DR Congo have agreed to host the game in their second city, Lubumbashi. But what is very strange is the fact that DR Congo are the away team, but they're going to be playing on their own ground. It just shows you, Sonny, how desperate the situation has become. Sierra Leone really battling to find a neutral venue for their home match, and they've now had to move it essentially to the ground of their opponents. So DR Congo, in effect, will have a home match, which is actually supposed to be an away fixture. An even bigger problem is the September 6th game against Ivory Coast and Abidjan. In fact, this one sticks out, Sonny, as the real problem as we enter into the week of the first qualifiers. The Ivorian government said under no circumstance will they allow the Sierra Leone team into the country to play in Abidjan, despite the fact that Sierra Leone have picked an all-foreign-based team. And I think that's a very good gesture from the Sierra Leones. And the coaches, who, of course, are based in Freetown in Sierra Leone, they have agreed to go through a number of Ebola screens and tests to make sure that they're 100% clear before they even leave Sierra Leone for Abidjan. But despite this, as we talk, Sonny, that match, there's a huge question mark over it. Because what CAF have said is that if you forfeit one game, you are disqualified from the competition. So if Ivory Coast forfeit this match at the weekend, essentially what CAF are saying is they're out of the competition. Now that's a huge blow to the prestige and the status of the Africa Cup of Nations. I mean, Ivory Coast ranked second in Africa. They've been the favorites for the last five competitions. And I truly hope and I believe every African footballer and every African football fan is right behind me when I say this. I sincerely hope we can find a solution. That match has got to go ahead. Ivory Coast are an essential part of the Cup of Nations.
David, that match will go ahead this weekend in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. An update now for our VOA football fans. The Ivorian government relented on Tuesday and said Saturday's Nations Cup qualifier against Sierra Leone will be played as scheduled. Meanwhile, the Ivory Coast Football Federation says most of its top players, including Gervinho of AS Roma and three-time African Footballer of the Year Yaya Toure of Manchester City, have arrived in Abidjan to prepare for the match.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner the VOA.
VOA!
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Larry. My friend Larry Zamaje says sports radio Brilla FM has expanded in the past few years and also has stations in Kaduna in the north and Onitsha in the east. Now let's go to Spain, where it's the fourth day of competition at the FIBA Basketball World Cup. African champion Angola suffered its second consecutive loss Tuesday, falling to Mexico 79-55 in Las Palmas, Spain. Hector Hernandez had a game-high 24 points for the Mexicans, while center Valdelicio Joaquim led the Angolans with 13 points. The Angolans have dominated African men's basketball over the years, with 11 continental titles to their credit. Their best showing on the international stage came at the 2006 FIBA Basketball World Championship hosted by Japan, where they reached the knockout stages and finished 10th overall. With a record of 1 win and 2 losses, the Angolans will wrap up group play with games on Wednesday against Slovenia and Thursday against Australia. The two other African teams competing at the FIFA Basketball World Cup are Egypt and Senegal, and both will be back on the court Wednesday. The Egyptians have lost their first 3 games. They'll next play Iran, which is also winless, in Granada, Spain. Senegal, meanwhile, has been the big African surprise in Spain. The Senegalese, led by Minnesota Timberwolves center Gorgui Dieng, stunned Croatia on Monday, 77-75, perhaps the biggest upset in the tournament. Senegal, with 2 wins and 1 loss in Group B, will next play Argentina on Wednesday in Seville, Spain. Argentina also has 2 wins and 1 loss.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown. The FIBA Basketball World Cup just tipped off and ends with the final 2 games on September 13th and 14th. Send me your picks on who do you think is going to win medals and your reason why. And we'll try to give you a shout-out during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports at 1730 UTC. You can also send me an email at dbrown@voanews.com. Or you can reach us at facebook.com/voasunny. Visit our Twitter page at voasunnysports. And make sure you use the hashtag SunnyFIBA at the end of your comment. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
The U.S. men's national soccer team returns to action Wednesday when it plays a friendly international match in the Czech Republic. The USA's German coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, says he plans to use the game in Prague as an opportunity to look at young talent. One of the young players Coach Klinsmann has called up for the friendly is 21-year-old striker Joe Jau, who plays for the reserve team of Borussia Dortmund in Germany's Bundesliga. Joe's father, Philip, also played professionally, and he's the head coach of the men's soccer team at Howard University here in Washington. And Philip recently appeared on Straight Talk Africa, hosted by my friend Shaka Sali, talked about the World Cup and other football-related topics. And let me give a shout-out for Joe Jau's grandfather, Joseph Nana Jau, who used to play for the Black Stars of Ghana. Meanwhile, Argentine star Lionel Messi will miss Wednesday's friendly international against World Cup champion Germany with a right leg injury. The match in Dusseldorf is a chance for Argentina to avenge a 1-0 loss to the Germans in extra time in the World Cup final, played almost 2 months ago in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Argentina versus Germany rematch. I'm VOA's